Broadcasting from the WEEM studios, underwritten by Community Hospital Anderson, this is the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM Pendleton.
We're excited for the opportunity.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
Yeah, I want to get a hit a three and point to the passer.
This is the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you here to this segment of the Arabian Sports Network's Coaches Show. I'm your host, Liam Davis. Joining along me is my co-host, Benson Davis. Benson, we had a pretty good week of Arabian sports. Can you kind of talk about girls basketball a little bit?
Absolutely. Girls had a big win over Carmel. Final score, 49-37. So, 12-point victory. Haven't beat Carmel in a long time. Actually, I think I heard Coach say it's the first time the girls have beat Carmel. So, big win, kind of proving that this Lady Arabians team is very good. And it'll be exciting to see how they do as the postseason keeps getting closer.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the third meeting all time between Pendleton and Carmel. Carmel has just beat them the two times prior, but this time it was a different story. The leading scorers was Ada Huffer with 16 points, Sammy Brunk with 10 points, Olivia Jones with 9 points. Ada Huffer also tacked on 16 rebounds as well to go along with the 16 points. So it was a monster game for her. Sammy Brunk had 5 assists along with the 10 points. So some pretty good teamwork out there by the Lady Arabians. I'm also pretty sure Ada Huffer's closing in on the 1,000-point mark.
Yes, game tonight at New Pal, or I'm not supposed to say that, right?
No.
Dates, okay. I think she's going to get it tonight, though. But anyway.
Yeah, we can cut that part out.
Okay. Yeah, and she's approaching that. She also shoot very efficient from the three, which is interesting for a center. She was 2-for-4, 50% from beyond the arc, which is pretty incredible, especially for, you know, a center.
Yeah, and also, at the time of recording, the girls' basketball team has not played New Pal yet. But as we air this live, they will have played New Pal yet. So we don't actually have stats for that. We hope Ada Huffer has scored the 1,000-point mark. But on that note, boys' basketball, they really have had a light week. They haven't had any games. At the time of recording tonight, they traveled to New Pal, and then Saturday they traveled to Shelbyville in a doubleheader, which their schedule is kind of looking like that in the future, which we'll get to that in the second segment. But their last game was obviously Liberty Christian, and can you kind of dive into that?
Yeah, so that game was first half was very low scoring, a little chippy. The whole game was chippy, but really that second half, the Arabians just kind of took off. Held Liberty Christian only 39 points when they scored 62. They scored 21 points in the fourth quarter. So to me, that just kind of shows that this Arabians team can close out games, especially with that overtime win at Zionsville. If games get close, I like the Arabians' chances.
Yeah, and also the Arabians in the third quarter, they haven't looked their brightest, but against Liberty Christian, it started out like Liberty Christian had like a 5-0 run, but then Pendleton Knights closed out 13-9 in that quarter. So that kind of like helped boost them to that victory, even being up by 12 points at halftime.
Yeah, I think this Arabians team does an excellent job scouting too, because Liberty Christian had a guy that was scoring 20 points, and they really shut him down. And I think that helped them kind of limit his ability to score, which kind of led to that almost 30-point blowout.
Yeah, and obviously we don't have the New Pal Shelbyville games yet, but New Pal, they also have a player averaging 21 points. Shelbyville has their big three seniors, and Shelbyville obviously has their big three seniors and Caden Claxton, Martin Nicholson, and Brody Runnenbaum, who have been playing with each other all their life, both averaging above 10 points. Last year, whenever Pendleton Knights played against Shelbyville, Cooper Sims was obviously getting face guarded. Couldn't do anything. Shelbyville just kind of shut out Pendleton Heights. But this year, Pendleton Heights has all these 7 scores and Bennett Long, Brian Gray, Clark Emily. So I'm excited to see what happens in the future. But obviously, you guys already know what's happened.
Yeah, this Arabians team is a lot deeper than it was last year, I'd say. Guys like Ashan Singh have stepped up a lot, especially kind of facilitating the ball and on defense. And obviously, like you said, Bennett Long, James Hughes, guys like that that are kind of able to help on defense so that Cooper can kind of get back on transition and score those points. Interesting. The Arabians have only played at the time of recording one conference game. And so as they have this New Pal game, this Shelbyville game, as you mentioned, then they got Delta the week following, Greenfield Central 2 weeks after. It'll be interesting to see how they play against conference opponents. 8-2 overall, 0-1. Obviously, they lost to Mount Vernon, a really good Mount Vernon team. So, yeah, I'll curious to see how they do in the Hoosier Heritage Conference and kind of see where they stand. It's just interesting their schedule. All these, you know, HHC games are in the second half of the season.
Yeah, their next 5 of 7 games are all conference matches. Their next 3 are conference matches. And then they play at Tri-West Hendricks after the 3-game strand of conference matches. Then they host Greenfield Central and then HSC. But we'll stop talking about the future here because that's kind of the reason for the second topic. But now we can kind of start talking about the wrestling. I know that they had a couple meets. I know they did pretty well. They traveled to Fishers and wrestled against them. I'm pretty sure that they lost, though. So Fishers, obviously, a good team. And then swimming and diving, they had conference recently. I think they came 2nd, I think, behind Greenfield Central. So it was a pretty good week for Pill Science Athletics. And we're excited to see what the next week holds. But on that note, we'll end this segment of the Arabian Sports Network's Coach Show. I'm your host, Liam Davis. Turn along with me is my co-host, Benson Davis. And we'll give you guys some more player interviews right here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by the Adam Custer Insurance Agency, American Family Insurance, Home, Auto, Life, Farm, and Commercial Insurance in Pendleton and Oaklandon, 765-221-2082.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you here to this Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. My name is Zion Palmieri, joined here alongside head coach of the Arabian boys basketball team, Coach Jared Rhodes. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, dude?
Good. So we are recording this currently on Friday the 16th, a little off script to what we normally do. Of course, we're not going to be in school for MLK Day, so this is a pre-recorded Coaches Show. And with that, you haven't played your games yet for Friday at New Pal and Saturday at Shelbyville. So we're going to recap a little bit of the past week and then we'll get to the future games. So starting off this week, you played at Liberty Christian. Your team did a great job shutting down Monty Dillard, their top player. You held him to less than his season averages on points and rebounds. This seemed like the team was well prepared. What goes into fully scouting their opponents and finding their weaknesses you can take advantage of?
Yeah, that was, we kind of week to week, game to game, we kind of do what we do defensively, but we try to find player tendencies, and I thought Clark, James, Ashawn, those were kind of the main 3 guys on him, but they did a good job of taking away his strengths and playing scouting report defense within our principles. And that was a good win for us, and it was a lot closer game than the score kind of led on. It was physical, and we had to fight for that one, and it was good to see our guys kind of rise to the physicality and rise to the challenge.
Yeah, typically we see Liberty Christian in the county tournament here, and of course it was scrapped the year prior to you coming. Do you think this is a matchup we'll see continue to be scheduled for the future years on and years on? They're a tough 1A school.
It is a good 1A opponent. I haven't had a meeting about scheduling yet, so I haven't really put a whole lot of thought into that. But yeah, that was a good test, and They're talented. I told their coach, I think they're good. Even after the game, I think they're a good 1A group. And that gym was packed. It was Everything about that night, it felt rowdy. It felt intense. The game was physical. That was a good atmosphere.
Yeah, so, you know, getting to recapping, last night the boys played their JV game against New Pal. Wyatt Elijah hit a almost buzzer beater, 3-4 down the court. Liam was showing me before this interview, and it was kind of like a premature half-court shot. What did you think? It really hyped up the bench.
Yeah, nothing but net. I'm not entirely sure why he shot it so early.
Yeah, there was like 7 seconds.
Yeah, it went in, and there were still 3 seconds on the clock. But Wyatt, good for Wyatt. Wyatt works hard. He works hard every day at practice. He's kind of in a weird spot with us rotationally at the varsity level. So he goes down and he plays some minutes. That was bench got hyped for that, didn't they?
Yeah. I thought it was funny, the reactions on the other side. Everyone instantly put their hands behind their head. So we'll move on to here. You've got 2 back-to-back games Friday and Saturday, and it's looking like it's going to be like that for the next few weeks. What does it look like on the prep side? Because obviously you play Friday's game. You're trying to get home as soon as possible, get the guys their sleep. So you don't really have a ton of time to prep for Saturday. How does that work?
Yep. So, we've sprinkled in things throughout the week, for both opponents, like different segments in practice. The mindset the last 2 days has been win Friday first. I mean, you got to take care of Friday before we even think about Saturday. We'll get back tonight, like you said. Hopefully they go to bed right away, get some sleep. We'll come in the morning. Depending on how they feel, we'll either, you know, if their bodies feel okay, we might get a good sweat in. If they're a little sore, we'll just kind of get some shots, and then we'll talk about Shelbyville tomorrow. It's a quick turnaround, but this is what sectional final weekends feel like. If you want to win sectionals, you're going to have to play on Friday and then win again on Saturday. So it's a good, from that standpoint, it's a good test to see what kind of where we're at, but also good preparation for March.
Yeah, Coach Rogers of the girls team is kind of infamous for his conference intensity. Whenever it's a conference game, it's 110%, and, you know, or else get out. That's kind of what's expected of his girls team. What extra intensity are you bringing with conference, especially your next 3 bouts being all conference?
I don't know if that, I don't know from my vantage point or my staff or our staff or even players, if anything different's expected. We need to come out and play with energy just like every other night. But that being said, part of this conference is the competition's good. So not only do we have this weekend, next weekend, and then the following week, we have back-to-back Friday, Saturday games. But in that stretch, you have Shelbyville and New Pal, both good teams. And this weekend, you have Greenfield and Delta and Tri-West next week. And then it ends with Greenfield and Hamilton Southeastern. Like, these are 6 good teams. So the conference, we want to win conference. But we need to be good enough at what we do. And it's about us, not about anything extra. We're good enough if we do what we do with great energy.
The team chemistry so far this year looks to be really good compared to teams of past. Are you doing anything extra to build team chemistry, you know, this deeper into the season? I see that preseason and stuff, but are you trying to do anything to build chemistry? I mean, the guys seem like they like each other, and that's not a problem.
We would be doing more if we thought it was a problem.
Really?
We've kind of just worried about, kind of just gone about our business. The guys are bought in. They want to win. They know what it takes to win. They know the formula for us to play good basketball. And part of that is being good teammates and moving the ball and being excited when others score. So I think before the year, I probably thought we'd have to do more team building. But just come to practice, work hard, and be a good teammate. And if you do those things, then it takes care of itself.
In your experience with basketball, what are those things that you've had to do in past to build teams and, you know, build the connections?
We've had, this was more at the college level, but we've done like team retreats where We've brought in speakers. We've done activities. We've taken a day off and played wiffle ball or dodgeball. Like, we've done all kinds of stuff. But those teams are always searching for something. And I don't feel like we're necessarily searching for chemistry. It's not always great. They're bumps, but like overall they get over it because we're competitors, and competitors, if you need something needs said, you need to feel like you can say it. If you're the one that needs to hear it, you need to be able to hear it. And then we move on and try to win together.
So you're with this game, you'll be halfway through the regular season. Currently 8-2, you know, hopefully 9-2 after Friday night. What do you guys need to finish out the rest of the season strong? You know, 2/3 of the way, 4/4 through the stretch. It's tough on teams through their bodies and motivation. What do the boys basketball team need to finish strong?
We need to fight complacency. We can't start feeling too good. We need to stay hungry. We need to block out the noise. Prior to Mount Vernon, we were ranked in a poll. And all of a sudden, we lose 2 in a row. And then we got knocked off our high horse. We feel like we're really good when we have something to prove. We kind of have a chip on our shoulder. And if we start to feel too good or start to become complacent or listen to some noise, then we have... That's when the letdowns happen. I think we're a good team that plays really hard and shares the ball. And if that's what we can maintain, then we'll end January on the right side of, you know, the record wise, we'll win more than we lose. And we should have a good February. But again, it's about us and our mentality.
Do you think that complacency comes from the previous years, them not having, you know, at midseason being 8-2 and having the success they've had this year? Do you think it's just the absence of that prior? This is their first taste.
I probably talk about it more, or we as coaches talk about it more because of that. But no, it's just human nature. When things are going good, you're less motivated, right? Mm-hmm. You need to, in any aspect of life, you, it's like a New Year's resolution and a weight loss goal, you know, mm-hmm. Like, oh, I got kind of big. I'm not going to eat sweets in 2026. It's just, to be a great athlete, to be an ultra competitor, you have to go against just norms, just human nature. You gotta wake up and get in the gym just because you know you have to, because not every day you're not going to want to do it every day. Tomorrow morning when we get in the gym after playing a game tonight, driving whatever it is an hour back, you know, there are better ways or more fun ways they'd like to spend their morning tomorrow. But they're going to get in here, they're going to do what it takes, and then turn around and play a really, really good Shelbyville team.
Wise words, Coach. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for more here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by Adam Christensen, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Life, Auto, Home, and Farm Insurance, located at 6521B, South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-1754 or online at infarmbureau.com.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to this interview on today's Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. My name is Zion Palmieri, joined alongside head coach of the Lady Arabian basketball team, Coach Nick Rogers. How you doing today, Coach?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
All right, so we'll get started off here. Last night, you had a big game against the New Pal Dragons, of course, the doubleheader for the boys and girls. It was a tale of two halves. The first half really didn't go your way. Why? What went wrong?
I think it's one of those times where
You know, it's tough playing a new pal. You know, we talked that, you know, we knew it was going to be a tough atmosphere. We knew the game was going to be physical. We figured that a lot of calls probably wouldn't go our way. And, you know, that's exactly what happened. And I think the first half, we spent a lot of time reacting to that instead of just kind of taking a deep breath and relaxing and just knowing, like, hey, this is the environment we're in. Once I was able to kind of get them in there at halftime away from the atmosphere and kind of calm down and just, you know, starting to focus on the things that, you know, help us be successful, you know, I thought you saw a much different team in the second half. I think to the point of, I think in that third quarter, I think we held them to like 3 or 5 points. So, you know, again, I know what we're capable of. I know how we do against our boy squad when they come in there. Like, so, you know, again, I was proud of how we responded. And, you know, I was glad that we were able to get a double digit win over a tough new pal, you know, 3A conference opponent.
So, you know, I don't like to bring up the conversation of refs, but the refs at Carmel, I feel like they were calling a lot, and I don't know. It was a differently reffed game than I've seen this year. And then the new pal game was the opposite side of that. Yeah. How much of girls basketball this season to you has been adjusting to the refs and pivoting elsewhere? And I feel like it's pretty difficult because you've had two games back to back that were very different officiated.
Yeah, you know, I think that's part of, you know, it, no matter what level you're at, you know, you have to get a feel for how refs are officiating. You know, we've spoke before. We know that we are a, you know, tough man-to-man team that gets up. You know, we're a physical team as well. I always tell refs that, like, you know, I know. I think for me, and we're a little bit of a different situation because not every team has a, you know, a big post player, 6'3", you know, like Ada. But I've walked in her shoes before. It's not fun. You know, when you're getting held every possession and every time you move, you're getting pushed and things like that. So I get that. You know, Coach Buck dealt with it when I was a player here. Now, you know, I'm dealing with it as a coach, trying to help get her through. But, you know, I guess just one of the things as a coach, you're wanting, knowing how we play defensively, you hope that you get that respect on the same end. So that when you're on the offensive end, like, a foul is a foul type of thing. So, again, I thought it got better in the second half. I know that was, you know, that was a pretty crazy environment for both girls and boys game. And sometimes, you know, I think it's human nature to get caught up in the environment. And, you know, I think officials can be, you know, privy to that as well. And, but again, you know, we just have to do a better job of relying on leadership, understanding and knowing what we're capable of, and, you know, just be able to try to handle and take a deep breath in situations like that.
Now, last night, Ada Huffer scored her 1,000th point in her high school career. The junior center looked very happy, and the student section was lit up after that. What did that achievement mean to her and this team?
Well, I think first off, you know, very excited for her. You know, that's a big accomplishment. You know, it's very tough for a post player who, you know, depends on, you know, rebounding or other people to get her the basketball. So, you know, it's a little bit different situation than, you know, like Casey being a guard and getting it in transition and things like that. So, you know, great achievement. I think as a coach, I am super proud, you know, of her, and, you know, I know how hard she works. I think the other thing, I was happy that, you know, she finally got it done. Cause I know as a player, you know, when I was chasing the boys' record, you know, like, it wears on you. And then, like, you know, you're overthinking and, you know, shots aren't falling. And you're like, you just get to the point where you're like, can this just, you know, like you're ready for it to just be done. Like just so you can kind of not have the stress and pressure anymore on your shoulders. So I know she really wanted to do that at home. But, you know, next game against LaPel, we'll do a little presentation. But we were able to get her a game ball and things like that from New Pal. So I'm very proud of her.
Yeah, we saw the Warfel sisters back in action last night. Obviously, I haven't seen them in, I believe, two games. Yeah. How helpful was that? I know Aubrey was hitting the three ball.
For sure. You know, and I think with as much zone as we've been seeing the last couple of games, you know, Aubrey is definitely going to help with trying to soften up that middle. You know, she came back. I think she had four made threes last night. I had to get on her one time. I think she pulled one from like the spike line there in the first half. But again, I think she was just excited. She was in the flow of the game. And I yelled across the court. I was like, hey, Caitlin. You know, I was like, well, check your feet. But again, I know that they were pretty pumped and excited to be out there. And same thing for Ellie, you know. A lot of those new girls, Sammy Brunk, Grace Lee, Ellie Warfel, like, you know, you can talk about environments like that, but until you've been in them, you know, like you, like words don't really give it merit until you've been in and experienced it. So, I was proud of how Ellie responded. She made a big three there late in the game to kind of really ice it. And it was one of those where I was like, oh, no, 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 no. And then she hit it. And I was like, all right, get back. So, again, you know, it was definitely, it was great to see them back out there. Didn't really miss a beat. And, you know, I think they're going to help us here down the stretch.
Yeah, taking a look at the Hugh Banks Hub for matchup last night, that was the one we had our eyes kept on the whole time. Obviously, Hugh Banks, a great player for the Lady Dragons. The first half was completely different from the second. At the halftime break, we were saying Hupfert's really been outplayed so far through two quarters. What changed for Ada Hupfert specifically going into that second half?
I think a little bit. I think, one, the game is easy when you have energy, you're making shots, everything's going the way that you want it to. You know, like we knew Sadie Hugh Banks is a great player, but she is incredibly streaky. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she hit, I believe, maybe three threes in that first half and had a couple takes, you know, on people, got to the free throw line. I mean, things were rolling for her. In the second half, once we were able to relax and start to take away some of those things and calm down and kind of control her and then controlling everybody else on the court, then, you know, like we felt like we were comfortable and we were going to be able to take away what they were doing. And once we were able to do that, I really think it stifled them offensively. And, you know, we were able to start looking more like ourselves and put us in a more comfortable situation. You know, we're going to work on, you know, Ada's going to have a tough matchup with Lanaya Wills coming in here, which is kind of the same thing. You have a, you know, a tall, you know, 6 foot post slasher guard. Who can catch in space and, you know, kind of attack. So, again, you know, that's going to be a very similar matchup that's coming. But, you know, I was proud of how we responded. You know, we took a pretty big punch from them in the first half. And I think at half, I think it was only six or something like that. So it's not like in years past where we had to dig out from like a 14, 15 point hole. So, again, I think that matchup lived up to its billing. And, you know, I was glad that we were able to execute what we were trying to do on her the whole game in the second half.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you joining me, and we'll see you next time.
Yep, thank you.
Stay tuned for more here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com.
Attention all 90s lovers, we're rewinding the clock back every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 9 o'clock for 90s at 9. All your favorite hits on your favorite student-run station. You don't have to go searching for the best 90s songs. It's all right here on 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by S&B Heating and Cooling. Located at 6879 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you here to this segment of ASN's Coaches Show. I'm your host, Liam Davis. Joining along me is
Clark Emily.
I'm glad to be with you here, Clark. How's your day been so far?
It's been great, Liam. How about you?
It's awesome. Now that I get to talk with you now, it's even better. So we'll get straight into the questions here. Before the actual questions, can we know a little bit about yourself? Obviously, you went to homeschool before, but how has public school been?
It's been great. Total different environment from homeschool. I mean, homeschool, we have like 10 kids we see a day, and here I'm seeing hundreds of kids a day. But I did have a little bit of experience up until third grade. I was in public school, so I knew a couple of guys, so that made it better coming in.
Yeah, and obviously this is the first time you've been in a public basketball school environment, and the summer basketball workouts were your first taste of it. How were the summer basketball workouts, and how did you feel about the season?
All the guys, they're really welcoming. I was definitely nervous going into it, first look at public school, but everybody was super just welcoming, and they all, as soon as I got there, they all introduced themselves. They're great guys to be with. Perfect group. Couldn't ask for much better.
Yeah, and a little bit of fun fact that most of you guys know, Clark started playing basketball in the eighth grade, and I asked him before, he said somewhere around there. So, fact was true, right about eighth grade is when Clark started. How does it feel to be performing at the level you are?
Definitely when I started playing basketball, I would have never thought I would have been here. I couldn't hit a shot for anything, but my younger self would have loved to see me where I am right now. So,
yeah, so on the year, you're averaging 9.8 points a game. Let's just round that up to 10. You're averaging 10 points a game along with 5.5 rebounds, and you're shooting 83.3% from the field. You're third on the team in points per game, second on the team in rebounds, first on the team in field goal percentage. How does practice look like to get you prepared to be able to do that stuff?
Coach keeps our practice intense, which is amazing, because as soon as we get lazy, we start underperforming. And he stays honest at practice. But really, other than that, it's just an energy. Energy level at practice has to stay up or else everything goes down.
Yeah, so going back to that lapel game, it was probably the greatest game you've ever played from the times I've seen you play. 20 points, 13 rebounds to go along with a block. Most people don't even accomplish that. Even like high recruited players don't get 20 points, 13 rebounds unless they're really, really good. How do you feel that your teammates are able to trust you enough to be able to go out there and do the stuff that you do?
It's a great feeling. I mean, I didn't create most of my shots. I have to give props to my point guards out there, throwing dimes to me and me finding me wherever I am on the court and just getting me those easy 2 points. So I can't take credit for it all, but the rebounding is just hustle.
Yeah, and so you're 6'5", and you're still quite undersized on this team with multiple 6'6", 6'8". How hard is it to compete with your fellow centers in practice?
Oh, it's tough. We have James out there. James at 6'8". he's a beast down there in the paint. I'm getting blocked like every time I go up at practice. So I just have to learn from that. And that makes it easier when I play undersized guys in game.
And so to kind of go back earlier in the year, obviously you guys played Anderson, which was a bruiser game. You had 4.6 rebounds and a steal. Obviously, first public game environment at Anderson is always a struggle. How does it feel to know that you got that through and now there's probably not going to be much games like that moving forward?
Yeah, going into that game, I was definitely nervous, but I was also super excited to get the season started off. So, and winning that game helped it all. So that kind of sparked our 4-0 run. So I don't think we're going to have much tougher of a game than that first one.
Yeah, so in another big game environment, I would say LaPel's environment was better than the Westfield environment. But I would say at the very end, like Westfield was up there. But throughout the whole game, LaPel, the game versus LaPel was such a big environment at home. Going into that game, walking to the gym, the crowd is packed. Were you expecting that type of performance out of yourself?
I honestly was not expecting that from me. I was expecting just 10 points at most. That's definitely the best I've played in a while. But now that I know I can do it, hoping to start doing it in more games. So,
and outside of these practices, I know you have some training with M14 Hoops, I'm pretty sure. And you were one of the co-players of the week. How does that feel being nominated for one of those?
Feels great. I've been training with them for about 2 years now. First time being up that high, and it's just amazing. I mean, that's a big accomplishment for them. So I'm just glad to have them as trainers.
And I know the training is also probably really hard compared to these practices, though. Like at the beginning of the practices, you guys have like one-on-one training, like training with all the centers and stuff. How does that training help you boost your confidence in the five-on-five style gameplay?
They keep everything game speed. So that's definitely what helps the most, but they'll also, if you need to, they'll break it down to you and let you know what you're doing wrong. They're not afraid to call you out and let you know what you're doing wrong.
All right. Well, that will be all the time that we have for you here, Clark. Thank you for joining me for this interview, and always good luck on the rest of the season for you and the guys. And on that note, we will get you guys right back to the rest of the ASN's Coach Show right here on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group, retirement planning, risk management, and legacy planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, their phone number is 800-928-4001. Or online at talktofeg@yourlifeafterwork.com. Tune in and type up for 917WEEM.org. Greatest website for the greatest student-run radio station. Whatever you need, we've got it. From sports to podcasts to weather and more, we have everything you're looking for. It's all here on 91.7 WEEM. Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style, haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at detoursalonandstyle.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back to this live segment of the Arabian Sports Network's Coaches Show. I'm your host, Liam Davis. Joined along me is my co-host, Benson Davis. Benson, we have a great week of Pendleton Heights sports coming up. Can you kind of dive into some girls basketball?
Absolutely. Girls basketball, as of recording this, are 15-3, off to a really good, over halfway through the season, have had an amazing season, one of the best in our school's history. They do have some tough opponents coming up. They've got Noblesville, the last game of the season. And then they've got some rivals. I don't imagine they'll have trouble, but they do got LaPel and Shelbyville. the 20th and the 27th respectively. So anything can happen. I think this girls team is very good, but they're gonna have to finish strong. I think it's important to kind of go, not necessarily like on a huge winning streak, but to kind of have a few wins going into the postseason, because that can really help build team morale. And, you know, whatever team is hot at the end of the season is kind of the teams that usually do well in the postseason. So, yeah, it'll be exciting to see how they do.
Yeah, and something that you mentioned before recording this is girls basketball is ranked 11th in the state. Boys basketball is ranked 17th in the state, which I don't remember the last time both teams ranked top 20 in the state. It probably never, honestly. Both these teams are just looking so good at the start of the season right now, and as we get halfway and to the end of both boys basketball and girls basketball. But boys basketball, they have some tough tasks coming up in Delta, Tri-West Hendricks, and this next week, Friday and Saturday, once again. And then Greenfield Central HSC on another Friday and Saturday. So a pretty packed schedule for Pendleton Heights boys basketball, being having games Friday and Saturday for 3 straight weeks, which is kind of tough on the body.
Absolutely. They had a tough loss to Mount Vernon, but really other than that, this team has been, all their games that they've lost have been somewhat close. Like Guerin Catholic, they only lost by 2. And that probably should have been a win. Just, you know, close matchups are tough, but this is also a team that has proved themselves. I talked about previously that Zionsville OT win, which was just insane. Hayden Fox with that triple, with like 7 seconds left. So this is a team that can close out games well. So we'll see if they can close out the season well. I think they do have some tough tasks ahead of them, but I think with how this team has done and being on that 4-game win streak as of the time of recording this, it'll be exciting to see them build upon that and kind of get closer to being that top 15, top 10 in the state ranking, which, like you mentioned, I don't think that's ever happened in school history.
Yeah, and this boys basketball team is looking the best it's ever looked. Cooper Sims obviously leading the way with 21.5 points a game. And then it kind of drops down a little bit, but then it's like constant. Clark Emily averaging like right around eight points. Hayden Fox averaging 7 points. Ashawn Singh averaging 6.5. Ben Along averaging 6. Brand Gray averaging 5.5.
I think it's clear that these guys know their roles. Cooper is obviously this kind of the center of the offensive side. But guys like Clark Emily, James Hughes kind of know their role as kind of the post. Ashawn is averaging 7.2 rebounds a game, so he kind of knows crash the boards. And James averaging 1.3 blocks a game. Hayden Fox kind of being the game manager, 3.8 assists a game is the team's highest. So it's just very cool to see, you know, each of them know their roles. I feel like with a lot of these teams, you just see one guy that kind of leads the way in all these stats, and they're a stud, but one guy can't take a team, to deep in the postseason. So I think it's good that this team kind of knows their roles. They have guys that are kind of good at every facet of the game. And they're deep. So it'll be exciting to see again how they close out this season and go. I'm excited to see what they do in the postseason.
Yeah, and one thing to kind of mention out for this boys team is that they're shooting 40% from 3 so far this year, which is just crazy. Brent Gray is averaging the lowest on the team with 34% from the three point line, which is just kind of insane to think about, because that's really like a really good stat line. 1 for 3 from the 3-point line is really good. But then Cooper Sims shooting 38, Hayden Fox shooting 41, Ben Long shooting 48, and Ashawn Singh 4 for 5 from three, averaging 80, going to 80% from 3. But I mean, he's not known for his shooting, but he can really shoot it whenever he needs to.
Ashawn is 4 for 5 at the time of recording this from 3. And the team, like you mentioned, averaging 40%, the national average is only 28% from 3. So this team has been shooting fantastic. Tall guys like Bennett Long, who's actually leading the team at 48% from 3, I believe.
Yeah.
Besides for Ashawn's only taken 5. So he technically has the highest, but Bennett Long, a guy, you know, that you'd think should be in the post, kind of a post game player, is able to shoot the ball so well. It's a scary thing for other teams to see that as such a well-rounded kind of double threat type of player.
Yeah. And also we're going to kind of veer away here from boys basketball. Girls wrestling at the time of recording, Claire Bowman and Maddie Marsh are both on their ways to compete in the girls wrestling state finals. So obviously good luck to them. We'll give you guys some updates on that in the near future. Also, boys wrestling has their conference meet coming up on Saturday. I'm pretty sure it's on Saturday, but it's kind of hard to like get the schedules from both of those. Boys and girls swimming and diving, I know, have some meets coming up on Tuesday and Thursday. So make sure if you guys can make it out there, I would greatly appreciate it if you guys would. But on that note, we will end this Arabian Sports Network's Coach Show for one last time. I was your host, Liam Davis. Joining along me was my co-host, Benson Davis. We hope you guys have a great day. You are listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 917 WEEM.
Stay connected with what's happening around our campus and community by tuning in to WEEM Weekly, our amazing bi-weekly podcast posted every other Wednesday. Join the WEEM podcast staff as they interview influential figures of our community, school, clubs, and more. Listen anywhere you get your podcasts and watch the vodcast on our YouTube at WEEM Media. Get the information you need by listening to WEEM Weekly.
As more club and travel sports pop up every year, they often muddy the waters on what the purpose of sports should be for student athletes at this age.
But high school sports are different.
It's not about becoming the best athletes. It's about becoming the best people.
It's not about scholarships. It's about coaches mentoring you, camaraderie with your teammates, and the connection you build with your school community.
It's not about year-round training. It's about developing resilience, responsibility, and a strong work ethic for life.
It's not about what am I going to get out of this. It's about playing for something bigger than yourself, for your team, your school, and your entire community.
High school sports help us grow in ways that will serve us for the rest of our lives, not just in the game.
I'm IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidick. Support what makes education-based athletics different by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is developing students as people. This is fulfilling a greater purpose. This is your IHSAA.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. We greatly appreciate all of our donors and underwriters who help make this possible. This is 917 WEEM.